Pasha Shaftim. So we're holding here on page 2 by me, but whatever page will be eventually. It's in Abarbanel again. There's a lot of Abarbanels here. And it says in the Pasha, it says, Ubos al-Kohanim al-Avim, v'la-Shofat Yibyam Mehem. It says to come to the Kohanim. It's strange because Kohanim don't, l'chura as a Kohen, they don't have any real role in most of the dinim. In Nega Noga they have, and only they have. In dinim they don't really have anything. So he explains the following: Roiva Sanhedrin hoyim kahanim v'levim shos ne'ashem. Most of Sanhedrin actually consists of kahanim and levim. V'hoya zelisibos, and there was a reason for it. It wasn't just random. And the Torah is not predicting it as a random event. It's telling you it is normal for the kahanim and levim to be shos ne'ashem. Mehen one. Liyoysam pnuyim mibli torah v'omol anachas v'karkos. Kiloylam chelik v'nachlam Yisrael. Being that they didn't have a farm, being that they didn't have an estate, they had time to sit and learn, and therefore they could develop the learning. Lachena yoyskin tamid v'linotar mishpateha. They would always be learning, and v'yoysam mukhan alamid v'ar mishpat, and they were more ready to become dayanim. It says in the pasuk, in Zayis Abrochel, Yeru Mishpatech Yaakov Toros Yisrael. So one inyan was simply a fact of what they didn't have. They didn't have land and holdings and so on, so they could sit and learn. Umehem, a second reason, Ki li yoysim ishaos Hashem v'kainim l'keil al yoyin, hoysich achmosim yisera v'yoshamayim b'kirgam k'yaros ha'tavit. The fact that they were kahanim and they were close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore they had more chachman Yerushalayim due to their avodah. Now what's interesting here, and then he brings a pasuk, like it says Malachi, Sifsei Kon Yishmu Das, Utei Vakshan Pia Kroch Shem Tzvah Kersu. Melo, we understand the Yerushalayim part of it, that makes a lot of sense. A little harder to understand what the chachman part of it has to do with it. And, you know, you could learn it sort of Alpi Derech Haskula, that, you know, the Makam Migdash and Kedusha is this Chachma there also. But I think it also means like we said many times, there's a sense of understanding the Torah in a Torahic way, and the Das of the Torah. And the person that's closer to Kedusha or Hashem has an instinctive feel, because when you're passing the Mishpat, so there's an element over there of investigating the details, that's one. There's another element, since the halachas of Chashim Mishpat almost never apply exactly to a case, you always have to use a certain das, a certain mishkal, to try to say which does it fit into. Somebody who's close to Kedusha has his das is more developed in that direction. Umehem, shel yoysam oid meit hamigdash, shor yinechasim isham lalishka, v'kalim oid devar mishpat. Another, he says, much more prosaic, is that they simply were around there, and if you're looking for Talmud Chacham to pass it in Torah, so you can Lishka Sargazis, right next to Lishka Sargazis, the guy was being Makbar Karbim, he said, hey, here's a Talmud Chacham, he could pass it. M'sham Yishe Shatim Zonavul Shmuel HaKoneim L'Shar Hashem. L'chein Amar Torah B'in said, Hed Nebos Kahanim L'Avim HaShofet, because Moses and Aaron was Kahanim L'Avim. Somebody once told me a statistic, I've never really searched into it, that in the Poiskim, the halachas, you have a greater, a statistically greater amount of Kohanim Levim. So the person brought the Shachan Taz Azariah. I don't know if I've never really sort of made a list of categories and decided whether there is or not. Baruch Kohanim, the Abraham gives some different types of reasons why a Kohen Levi would be the one that the Kohen mentions over here. Okay, the next piece is also of Abarbanel. He's speaking about an entirely different point. And he's speaking about the Inyan of Haruah Shah, which is a big Inyan, difficult Inyan. Bezna Godel, Lo Levar HaBiyar Levar Asvar HaMishpat Ulaches Masarekes. Bezna Godel, not only could they decide the mishpat mi machriya machlokas, I've gone lishpat sheloi kedin, lo laval de betorkim le rasha. Now this is not a pashita halacha. A navi can tell you to be over something for a certain time. That's true. Bezdin can make takanas that are durable. Bezdin takanas are durable, and therefore, even if they are sort of ikadavim natira, if it's v'sheval taisef, to the mamonis, they can do that. So there is an element of concern, but Hiruah Shah as such, that Bezdin should say for today, that's not 100% clear. It's not Pasher Os Machlokis. But he says as follows. They can do a Rosh Hashanah. Ukva Chosav Ran Lissoysa Lazer, the Ran Esakashan, the Ran holds not like that. But Omri, so the Bezna Godl Lahakas Vanish Rosh Hashanah can be out of Melech. Only a Melech is allowed to do it. The balance between Malchus and Din is for a reason. A Din and Mishpat relate to principles of justice and fundamentals that are eternally true, and therefore there can't be a metzias of Hirah Shah in Mitzad Bezin. A king is there to take care of the problems that arise that need an immediate solution. Somebody did something which evaded the letter of the law, but the person deserves to be killed. The person is a danger. Whatever it is, the melech is supposed to take care of that. So he says over here, so the Ran says that a melech could do it. V'shilu motzad is based on godl hoy lefisha lehed amelech yilam kreach beznu kreach amelech. The only reason why, if we do find places where the Bezin might have been causing death, and it, like it says in the Gemara, there was already a tkufa when they used to give a misa for this and an onsh for that, he says that's only because they're taking over the melech's powers. Let's translate it in English. The king has executive powers, and by the nature of executive powers, you need to have this certain amount of discretionary immediate power, because if you're the executor, you're not only dealing with lumdus, you're dealing with that practical things that are just happening right now. Whereas Bezin Agodl, I wouldn't call it, it's not legislative, but they're dealing with principles and fundamentals of Torah that are eternally true. So he says sometimes the Bezdin can take over the executive powers when there is no Melech. As an aside, I want to clear up something. And this is a type of thing which is unfortunately a type of amaratzis that creeps into even very frum people. The Eidach Reiters has a Bezdin, and the Bezdin makes takanis and gzeiros and klolos and all sorts of wonderful things. And people have gotten into their heads that that's the function of a Bezdin. It's not. It's a function of Melech. The Rav of a city has that authority. The Bezdin can have that authority in a society, in a kehillah, in a city where the Rav is absent, doesn't want to take the weight of the authority on himself, people don't trust him with that authority. In other words, a Bezdin, quote-unquote, can act as an executive in an executive capacity, but it's not the fundamental in a Bezdin. It's Bezdin just as a decision to invest them with executive power. So it's not Bezdin's role is to pass the halachos. That's the fundamental role of Bezdin. In communities and places and societies where there's a lack of trust in the king, there is no king, there is no leader, and so on and so forth, Bezdin may take those powers or be invested with them and so on.
So in Chazal, when they talk about Bezdin being go there on, you know, Pasakum or on Shem and all that. Those exeris are based in, though.
Yeah, that Bezdin can do, but those exeris that last forever. They're not meant to address that in this town, Yankel the baker is no good, and came out of his bed. They were guys of Pasakum. Bezdin HaGadol has three powers. He has the power to remember, to decide what's the true Mesoros, to be done with different Midrash HaTorah and Reshbem, to extrapolate new halachas, and to create takanas and gzeiros and so on and so forth. They do not have the power, the specific things is not a direct power of Bezdin. So all the gzeiros are eternal, you know, gzeiros that are meant to stay around. They're meant to last for a long time. And then he says, the chutzim malas quite the Rosh Hashanah of Kain. He says, with all due respect, I argue. Sanhedrin has the power as well. And that's how you see Klal Yisrael did not need a king, because really, Bezin had the executive powers
To do Horasha.
Yeah. So in other words, Bezin could do that. It might be more convenient to have a Malchut, but Bezin could do it. And he says, the king was not necessary as it is by Goyim. The judicial system are the local batadinim, and ad hoc issues and solutions are invested with the Sanhedrin. And that's why and he says it wasn't from the king, but me etzimum nasim. And he brings a raya. He says, before you had a king in Klal Yisrael, the shoftim were the ones that led Klal Yisrael. Which is strange, because the Nevi'im also had to go for Klal Yisrael. So, he says that the Rani says, sort of tries to qualify his point and said, well, maybe we'll distinguish between Mitzvah Satorah and Meral Mechaveri. Mitzvah Satorah, Bezdin can do a Rasha, Meral Mechaveri, they can't do it. Unless, again, the king invests him with that power. Like, what is he? See, Avi Machlek is Rishonim, the more Rishonim than a Cholik on it, whether a Rasha applies to a Bezdin or not. Okay. The next piece is a Rambam that will actually define for us, like, just the words we said before, will define for us the page 3. I'm sorry. Page 3. He will define to us Bezna Gadol and Torah Shabbat Peh. This Rambam is a very, very fundamental Rambam in Inyanim of Mesoris, and it's really important to know it. It's a Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim. It's the first and second Rambam. Bezna HaGadol Shebeshalayim Him Ika Torah Shabbat Peh. In other words, Torah Shabbat Peh, in whose mouth Torah Shabbat Peh means the Torah in the mouth. In whose mouth is Torah? Who is the Torah Shabbat Peh? Who's Mr. Torah Shabbat Peh? The answer is Bezna Gadol. Veheim Amudei Hayra. They're the ones who paskin. Umehem Choyku Mishpat Yisrael. And Chukim Mishpatim, they're the ones that promulgate it, interpret it, explain it, clarify, establish, and to all Chai Yisrael. Valeya Mifticha Torah. And the Torah itself said, I rely on them to do it. She'nemal pe'atorah she'ruchos z'mitzas esei. So, first point is, the Torah itself tells us, if you want to know the Torah Shabbat Peh, go to the Bezna Gadol. V'chol ha'mamin b'moshe ben Torah, chayev lismach ma'asa das ben shalem. And if you believe in Torah's Moshe, then you must be, rely on them. The Rambam is saying here an extraordinarily powerful argument. Torah Shebaal Peh is not, well, someone comes along and says, well, Torah Shebaal Peh, I have the Bible here, and the Bible is wonderful, and it's God's Word, and we all admit that, and there ain't no mention here about Baba Kama, Baba Basra, nothing. I believe in that. You got to prove your Baba Kama, Baba Basra. Well, the Torah says, if you have a question, a problem, an issue, you go to a certain body, and based on what they tell you, that's what you do. If Torah Shabbat Ksav is all you have is the Bible, and each person as he sees fit interprets it, which was what the Tzdukim Karoim said, which is in a sense, we Protestants, when they broke away from the Catholics, had that attitude that, you know, read the Bible well and interpret it, and, you know, let it speak to you, etc., etc., then this whole parish doesn't make any sense. The written Torah tells you that there is another part of Torah that's not written. By definition, the Torah says, Rabbi Yisai, there are uncertainties and unclarities in the Torah, and you must ask these people and do by what they tell you. So that's just simply stating the same fact. there is another part of Torah that is not written here. Then he says, Kol mishen es kairosan over belois asay. If you don't do like Bezin tells you to do, you have belois asay. No, so some call double shigil chayim in a small. When lokin alav ze, you don't get malchus. They should nitin lasayis misas Bezin because it includes an element of misa. She kol chacham shemor al divrei misasay bechenek shenema veisha sheyase bezodim. If a chacham gets up and he preaches that the right thing to do is not like the Sanhedrin, he's chayiv misa. And this tells you how much the Torah was makbid that the Torah shouldn't become 9,000 different Torahs. Shekol chacham shemor al divrei misasay bechenek shenema veisha sheyase bezodim. Echad dvarim shalom yisabei hashmua. So now the Rambam explains what are those things that Sanhedrin establishes and so on. So he says three categories. Echad, Dvarim, Shalom, Dvarim, Sanhedrin, Shmua. Things that they've heard from Masoros, Vayim Torah Shebal Peh, which includes the following. The Pirushim that Moshe Rabbeinu got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in each mitzvah, what does a sukkah look like? The piske dinim of previous batidinim that they're not cholik on, that sort of is memory. It includes a bank of data, which is the Torah Shabbal Peh. One. Next, ve'echad dvarim shalomdom pidaitam rasa emidus shatan deshbehem. They have interpretive powers. In other words, they can tell you what it is that if this in this case arises, which is not with Mefurish, you dash it with Midas HaTaneshman, with Svaris, and so on. So that's the second power, which is interpretive, which would be sort of parallel to our judicial system. The Echad Dvarim Shasom Siag LaTorah, Olefimash Asha Tzricha, they can also create Siagim LaTorah, based upon needs of the times, v'inagzeres v'atakones v'minhagos. So you have, and these are legislative powers. So you have, they are the ones who can tell us. We rely on their collective memory of what Torah Shabbat Peh is. Their interpretations have the halacha of a doraisa, or the Sofner Rambam calls it sometimes, and they can promulgate takarnas and so on for that are needed as such. Now the Rambam uses the word here ulefima shashot tzricha, which is interesting. Lefima shashot tzricha sounds sort of reminiscent of hirasha. In that the Abarbanel said before. And it would seem as if the Rambam admits that, and more than that, I don't think that the Rambam means that exactly. Let's explain what the difference is. The Abarbanel is talking about Harosha the Melech means a one-time shot. I want everybody today's got to go and be Mechal Shabbos for this and this thing. It's really a one-time thing. Here he explains lefima shashot tzricha, and rabbanim's takanas are open-ended. We know that. We live with all the rabbanim and they're open-ended. They are. I think the Rambam's offering explanation is the following paradox that people ask about the rise and so on. If these things are really, really important, and if this is really, really, if muktzah is something you shouldn't be taught on Shabbos, why didn't the Torah answer it? The answer is because the Torah deals with things that are essentially eternal. This is Shabbos. This is Melacha. The Rabbanan deal with more human needs. Yes, it's correct that Mikra Din Muktzah is okay to be metaltal, but we know human weakness and we need to take that into account. The Moshe I always use is the difference between a physicist and an engineer. A physicist tells you that exactly X amount of columns are needed to hold up Y amount of weight. And that's the law of physics. You don't need 1 ounce more than that. You don't need 1 centimeter more of it. An engineer is taught that you add 50%, 500% for safety, because not all the steel is exactly made to specification, and not the people don't always listen to how many people to load in. Sometimes they decide to dance a Rikud, sometimes there's a wind outside. There are elements, physics doesn't change, but human beings are kind of fickle, and you take that into account. So Dashot Tzvicha means more the needs of the times, and that's why the Rabbanim, you know, you have to be Mevatel Gzeira. You can't just say, well, the Gzeira was there for a year or two, whatever it is. You need another Bezin. Hareyu Oim, then it says, each and every one of these, you have Mitzvah Eshmeren. Va'oival Kalechat Mehen, Oival Balei Sasei. And it's very interesting. So it means mukta. If somebody carries mukta in his pocket because he wants to have, a cigarette lighter in his pocket, he's over Rabbanim. If somebody carries a cigarette lighter in his pocket because he thinks that the Rabbanim don't have any business adding halachas, he's over lo sase, zvatanese. Kol echos azman mitzah tishmol Hashem, and if you're over, it's lo sase. Areyu oimer. Now he says, where does it see the pasuk? Al pi haTorah sheyorucha. Torah she'irucha means they are creating a Torah. They are teaching a Torah, meaning there's really no place where it says it before, and they're the ones that say it, and they can do it. Second, it says, Val ha'mishpat she'yoyimru. Elo dvorim shulmudoy semen adin ba'achas ha'midah Torah ne'ashabhan. Mishpat means things that are done through seichel. That's what mishpat is. And therefore, it is something which is the seichel's mechayavit, and it's called mishpat, the element of the Bezna Gadol, which is shikol hadas, so to speak, and midrash atonu reshaben, and so on. The last part is mikol hadavar shegidocha, zu hakabola shekiblu ishim piyish. Haggadah is testimony. In other words, Bezna's role here is simply as the guardian of the data and their knowledge. So Haggadah is like Haggadah's Eidus. It's when you simply relate and testify to that which was there before. And that's the Kabbalah Hishis.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Does it say explicitly in the Torah Shebiksav that based in Haggadah in Yerushalayim is the one who has the Koach of Torah Shebalpeh?
A shofet, but makom. The thing the Torah stresses is the makom, asherucha. The makom, like it says in the pasuk here, I don't have the pasuk here, but in other words, the kamta v'lisa la makom here. Vasisa pe'adova she'gidu lecha min ha'mokri mahu asheifcha Hashem. You'll do by the words of that's coming from that place. The lishkas ha'gadus is ma'akev. So there's a shofet in a specific place who has now become the one who is who's invested with these powers. Okay, next one is Ramban, and this comes really in a certain sense to address it's a question people ask, and there's a tricky question here. It says Yeminu small. Yeminu small. Afilum oimel chal yemin shu small. All small shu yemin loshen Rashi. Vinyanoi. Afilum. So there's a problem here or a question here. Does that mean that the Bezna Gadol was wrong, and you should follow them even if they're wrong? Can Bezna Gadol be wrong? So the Ramban says, first Prati says, Vinyanoi, afilu tachshe b'livcha she'im toyim. Now, even if you're dead certain that they make a mistake, v'adova poshet b'inecha kasha te'edeh mincha smolcha, and it's obvious to you, tasik mitzvosom, you're still obligated to do like him. V'alto meich ochla chela v'agoma z'aregei shanaki hazeh. So a person shouldn't say, how can I possibly eat this chela or kill this person? Avotoma kach Sivosi Adon Hamitzvah Al Hamitzvahs Adon Ha'odin Hamitzav Al Hamitzvah She'eskhon Tzvaysa Ha'che Runi On Farim Ha'kan Shivcha. Tzitzis is not what it seems to be. Tzitzis is that which the Bezna Gadol was Mitzavah. So it's just like Lahavdil. Whatever the High Court rules, or the Supreme Court in America rules, cannot be unconstitutional because it's understood that they cover what the Constitution says. So the Bezdin, the Torah says, the mitzvahs are as interpreted by the Bezdin. And he says, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'amashmoz daitam nosim le'Torah. He gave me the Torah to be determined by how they rule, afilu yit'u, even if they're making a mistake. So the right way to understand it is, even if they've made a mistake in their logic or in their data, the final result is what I'm supposed to do. So even if I'm smarter than them, the Gemara says much that Meir was more chorav than Chaverim, but the Halacha is not like Meir. They acknowledge the fact that Meir is smarter, but since to them it generally appeared differently, then the Halacha is the way they see it and the way I understand it. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Kaldesh and Nisan HaTorah, Atoi Benach Kimachar Yemin HaSmol. Yeah. So Ramban says, V'atzorech B'mitzvah Azor is Gidoylo Me'oid. There's a very big need for this mitzvah. The Torah is written. No two minds see things alike. And when something is written, it's never clear. So every single person is going to have a different Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is the Toelos HaTorah that we don't allow for a disintegration of Torah into 1,000 different Torahs. Because if we allow that to happen, then Torah, there are no two people see things alike. And Torah will just become, will just rent asunder. It's going to become a thousand different Torahs. So the Torah wants us to have one Torah. Then the Ramban adds, V'kol shekein, she'esh chalach she'efshem o'er yimin she'yimin. You also need to try to understand that maybe that they're right. Ki ruach Hashem ha'meshosin mikdoshoi v'leyazev es chasidov. There's a certain ruach HaKodesh on Meshav Se Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't leave his chassidav. La'olam nishra tells the mikshar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watched it not to make a mistake. V'loshen sifri afilu marim beinecha le'min shu smol, v'loshen shu yimin shmalem. So I want to stop a little bit about the Ramban. And the Ramban is saying over here something that is extremely important. The Ramban is saying, the reason we need to listen to Bezdin HaGadol is people's attitudes, if we were to leave the Torah for individual interpretation, we would have a million different Torahs, 600,000 Torahs, every Jew would be another Torah. And it's important to understand that Torah needs to be one for Klal Yisrael, and the only way to ensure it is the Bezdin HaGadol, and just, you might sacrifice your particular Havan in a certain case, but tough luck. I want to add the next piece as a chinuch, and then I want to incorporate some that he says over here. Mishosha mitzvah lefi shedeos bnei adam chalukin zemizeh lo yishtavu l'olam havadeos v'dvaram. People have different opinions. You'll never get the same opinion. V'yodea adna koel baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. If people will be able to interpret themselves, there'll be a thousand machlekesen, and Torah will be many Torahs. Like he says, basically it's pretty much what Ramban says. And then he says, Al Kain, Elokeinu Shadon Kol Chochmas, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is the master of all wisdom. Hishim Torah Seina Torah Emes or Mitzvah Zois, it's the Shleimus of Torah Emes. He said to do it alpi the purish amitam kulah kadmenenu. Ubchol dor vador gam kein shenishma chachomin emtsoyim shekibud devrayim v'shos mayim esifrayim. In every door, we should listen to the chachomim that will mekabel their words and got the Messiahs. V'yogu kam yegiyas v'yivamu v'leilos l'havin oimik v'lein p'yisai sehem. Who worked hard at understanding what they mean. V'maskom azayis nechamu derech emes v'diyas ha-Torah. And when we have that, we will be mecham to the emes. V'zulase, if we don't do it that way, in nispata acham achshav asenei zaytena tzich v'kol. Let's digest this for a few pieces. The first thing is the chinuch applies this to our to every generation afterwards. Even when there's no Bez Nagadol, there's a concept of chach mikol dor v'dor. It doesn't have the halachic power of a Bez Nagadol, but it has the same moral imperative that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. There are two layers over here of understanding that are important. One is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants one Torah and not many Torahs, and therefore it is appropriate on Hagga to be mevatel your own particular das just so that there shouldn't be 1,000 Torahs. I would sort of extrapolate it to something that's relevant now. Everyone understands that the power of a tzibur together is incredibly bigger than a yachid. A good as Yisrael, with all the snide remarks a person can make about it, this way, that way, the other way, it is something that was very, very necessary in Chai Yisrael, and it is necessary, and so on and so forth. And it's something which is has done a lot as a tzibur, as a klal. Is it perfect? Far, far from it. But it's as good as we can have. If a person bucks the tzibudika approach to things, then the person might be right on one point, and he's destroying a tzibur. And a person needs to take that into account. I always tell a story. There was somebody who told me, his son was in a class in Lakewood in the yeshiva, in an elementary school. The rabbi said a medrash or something, and next Sunday the kid comes in and he says, my father said that you had wrong pshat in the medrash, or whatever it was. Now, I don't know the case. Could be the father's wrong, period. But I'm assuming the father was dead right. So, besides, I mean, the midas of the father of why he's doing it, but what he succeeded in doing is he might have succeeded in fixing pshat in the medrash, but he destroyed the class, the rabbi, their sense of listening to anybody. And that's it. And basically, he destroyed Klal Yisrael, because there'll always be disagreement. Maybe the rabbi thinks medrash is different. I mean, pshat in the medrash is not a Torah of our Mishnah. So you destroy, in a town where you have a community, in a tzibur, in a Rav Paskins, so if the Rav said yes to say Alvi Yovel, not say Alvi, and you get up and say, no, it's an unfortunate we're not like that, okay, so you mezakeh d'olam with a Alvi Yovel bizmanei, and you destroyed a tzibur and a community and everything else with it. Anytime you, if you don't like the hanhag of the tzibur and so on, the right thing to do is to pick up your bags and move to a different town, or a different community, but not to destroy a tzibur. And he said, the chinuch continues, I don't have it printed in front of me, that it's better to have a mistake here and a mistake there, but not to break the Koach HaChomim. There's a second layer over here. So one layer is, for the sake of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, you need to be savel a mistake in that Hagga, just to have an Hagga. So,
yes. Already, I mean, in taking this to an extreme, I mean, if a person feels like a tzibur is about to drive off a cliff, so the Eitel Adito just leave that tzibur and let them drive themselves off.
Or then to save a but again, Yalav Yovo, if let's say a person feels that that tzibur is starting to do something which is Avodah Zarah, then he needs to get up and say, Rabbi Yisai, you know, Ein Tzechach Natfuna. But it requires a very, very, very strong, a very strong sense of that. That needs to be the exception. It's not the thing that you want to. It's just like let's say in an army. Let's say somebody bucks orders from his commander. in some cases, one of them would have met Levanis. His commander told him to gun down innocent civilians. His commander told him to do something. Most of the time, even if he was smarter than the commander, he'll be court-martialed, and justifiably so, because he won this particular battle, but they'll lose the war because of it. There's another Nakuda here also. A person need always to question his own das. And this is the humility of a person is to say, and that's why people are saying about, oh, people are, you know, passing, they're afraid to pass it. Well, they're rightfully afraid to pass it. If a person says, I think this is the halacha, but all the poskim are not like that, all the gdolei poskim are against it, I mean, that is the mesoros of the way we look at things. You look at all the gdolei achronim, and they'll be mefalpel, they'll say something, and they'll say, avol ma'aseh shekvayotze, this, and that, ve'ein lanu this and that. It's an appropriate humility, because you always need to question your own das. You need to be sure that what you think is right, but you also need to say to yourself, you know what? A whole group of very chashev people think that this is absolutely wrong. I don't know, I don't understand it, but I need to take into consideration that I'm wrong. It's, Lolena, recently I've been involved with somebody whose cognitive abilities are deteriorating rapidly, and this person was a person who always stood on her, she always stood on her grounds and snapped and argued with her, which is fine, but now as the person's really losing their cognitive abilities, you know, the fact that everybody says it's X and she says it's Y, instead of thinking maybe I'm wrong and getting mixed up, her perception is it's a plot, because I'm never wrong. So if everybody's wrong, the only conspiracy that explains how the whole tzibur could be wrong. And you see people in that matzav, it's a terrible thing. You have some people say, oh my gosh, something must be, if everybody tells me that this is Chaim and I think it's Yankel, my cognitive abilities must be deteriorating. Or the person says, well, everybody's wrong, how can everybody be wrong? Conspiracy. That's the mahalach. So there are two very fundamental points. One is that for the good of the tzibur, and the second thing is that a person needs to know there's a certain satishmai, a certain atzlocha, and you see that there's a certain course. A person, you know, when we talk about different issues that come across, and yes, there were dissenting opinions, and yes, it made sense, and yes, it's hard to understand exactly why, but you see, there was a certain hashgacha that led to a certain thing. The way Torah was established in America, a lot of things like that. You know, logically, it may not have been, you know, the person could make a lot of arguments pro and con, but at the end of the day, there's a certain, like he says, there's a certain ruach of that rests on the Chacham Yisrael, and the Chinuch's description, he says, what are these Chachamim we have to listen to? He says, people that kibbul devarim v'shosu mayim misifreim, people that absorb the previous door, v'yogu kama yigiyas v'yom v'lazam v'leim v'leim v'leim, and they worked hard at understanding a lot of yigiyah and amul, v'imaskam zois nechama derech emes. So those are the two properties, and I think when people ask, well, who decided who's a gadol, who's not a gadol, the intuitive sense of Klal Yisrael rests on two things. When we look at somebody who's a gadol, you know, besides the fact that he's a gadol Torah and so on, one is we want to know that this person was tied. We want to see him as a hemshech of a previous generation rather than as a radical coming up with a creatively new idea. We can admire the creative ideas, but we don't see it as the thing we wish to follow. And a person who generally worked hard and it was misegeh to try to be oimed on the emissary for him, those are the two qualities we look for in Gdol Yisrael. Okay.